The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you is the greeting that the angel spoke to Gideon, the judge of the book of Judges we are considering tonight. The Lord is with you. Gideon's response was not, "and also with you." It was, "please, sir, if the Lord is with us, then why is all this evil happening to us? What happened to this great God who had these wondrous deeds that he did for Israel and Egypt and brought them out on dry ground? Why is Israel suffering like this under the hand of Midian? And why do we suffer today? Same reason. God allows suffering when we turn away from him and turn to idols, false gods, false worship. It's our own fault. But when we, as God's people during Gideon's day, turn back to the Lord acts. He is not silent. Midian, the Midianites, had overpowered Israel and continually were plundering them, such that, remember when Darlin gave her presentation about Turkey and how the Christians used to kind of go off into caves and hide out? So also Israel did in earlier days, in the days of the judges, when they were being plundered by the Midianites. They had caves that they'd go hide in until they'd come and basically plunder the whole land, and then they'd come back to the land. But it hurt. Ouch. The Lord allowed this to happen for 7 years. Seven. But when they finally cried out to the Lord, God sent an angel to Gideon, an angel of the Lord. God's plan was to deliver Israel through one man in his might. The angel called Gideon a mighty man of valor. But Gideon replied, "Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "But I will be with you. The Lord be with you." And that makes all the difference. The Lord said, "You will strike Midian as one man." That's the way the Lord likes to work. One man. One Lord, one Savior, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all and in all and works through all. One church who is the Lord's body. One nation, one salvation, one way. The way of the Lord, not our sinful ways, which cannot save. God can. He has. He will. Gideon is remembered as a judge who wanted signs that the Lord was truly going to save Israel by his, Gideon's, own hand. Gideon asked the Lord for a sign. "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, behold, I am laying a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. And if there is dew on the fleece alone, and it is dry all around on the ground, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said." And it was so. But apparently, that wasn't good enough for Gideon. So Gideon said, "Lord, let not your anger be upon me. Let it not burn against me. But let me test just once more with the fleece. Only this time, let it be dry on the fleece alone, and on all the ground let there be dew." Dooby-dooby-doo. And God did so that night, and all the ground only there was dew. God granted these signs to Gideon to strengthen his faith, that God would do as he said he would do before there was any do for Gideon's sake. What kind of sign do you need? Do you seek signs like Gideon? Or do you just trust that God gave the ultimate sign already, and now it's our turn to simply believe and stand fast, firm in the faith? After all, unlike Gideon for Israel of old, you're not the one God called to save. Gideon was a forerunner. A forerunner and a type, if you will, of the perfect one who was to come, the perfect Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus called for no signs, for he did signs in the trust of the Lord. Jesus was conceived with the same angelic greeting that Gideon heard, "The Lord be with you." He said it to Mary. Your son was appointed for the fall and rise of many. He will be great. He will save his people from their sins. Jesus even said, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after signs, but no other sign will be given except for the sign of Jonah." You remember Jonah and the fish who swallowed up Jonah, yet he was spit back onto the dry ground after 3 days alive. Just as that sign was already in the past when Jesus spoke about it, so also for us. The ultimate sign of God's will is in the past. Not Jonah, but Jesus. His death was for you a sign and a seal of God's love and his forgiveness, his grace, his salvation, his deliverance, his judgeship for his people Israel. A resurrection that Jesus did on the third day is a sign and a down payment for you, for your own bodily resurrection. Repent and believe. Otherwise, it's just the fleecing of us Americans, testing that which ought to be believed already, as it was and has been confirmed in the call of your baptism, "The Lord be with you." And by the very hearing of God's all-powerful word, the Lord delivers through a mighty man of valor. Gideon defeated the Midianites with a mere 300 men and some trumpets and a few swords. But God delivered his Israel, all believers, in the Messiah, the sending of one man to die and to rise, and to give his life as a ransom for many. A mighty Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. As soon as Gideon died, unfortunately, but not surprisingly, the people of Israel turned again and worshiped Baals, and made Baal-berith their god. And the people of Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who delivered them from the hand of all their enemies on every side through Gideon the judge. Let us not make the same mistake, even when we suffer. Philippians 1:29 says, our ending thought for the night, "For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake." May we, God's people, despite the signs of the world, mudslides, planes disappearing, storms, suffering that we endure, our own crosses, may we not see this and say, "Why, God?" But rather, may we hear the voice of God speaking in his word, speaking through the sign of the cross, speaking through the sign of the open tomb, and hear this message: "The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you." Amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.